Episode 2556, What You See Is Not What You Get.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. Take a deep breath. You are in the first full weekend of the brand new start to 2022. The weekend is here. Yes, let the party begin. You would have never thought that you were here, but can you believe you're a week in already to the brand new year? So take a deep breath. Why? Because we all need it. It seems like it's been a really long week, but now it's going to get even longer because it's all about relationships. What you see is not what you get. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I've already said it. What you see is not what you get. Surprise the one you love most. Let this new year be tantalizing and sizzling in all ways. Now, let's get a little personal. Seriously, I want you to be real and honest with yourself, not with me. I mean, yeah, if you want to write me in, tell me and share your stories, I'm fine with that. But this is something, it's a gut check. It's a heart check. Has your marriage become a little stale? Not so exciting like it was a few years back, maybe a little too rhythmic that it's redundant. You get what you get, right? The effort that you put in is the effort that you get out. What you know, your return on investment, so to speak. And we don't think about relationships that way. But you know, I go out and I see a stranger. And let me tell you, I treat that stranger as if they're family. I know that sounds a little bit strange. I welcome you into my home every single day. Why? I'm here every day. You're part of the family. That's just how I'm wired. I know it may seem strange, but the problem that I see when it comes to marriage, when it comes to the love relationships, maybe you're dating right now and you're looking seriously at becoming married, okay? This episode, share it. It's for you. It's for anybody who's in love. What you put in is what you're going to get out, period, end of story. But what if you could get what you don't see? Are you in for a little surprise, a little mystery, a little thought for your love? Marriages have become too comfortable. You marry and then the minutes turn to days, which turn to months and to years, and all you have is the same habitual actions to the point you can run your day without your spouse. It's oh so predictable. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You got it down. You know when he's going to walk in the door, how he's going to walk in the door, where he's going to place his briefcase, where he's going to huff and puff and breathe heavy, where he's going to look down and go, oh my gosh, you got it, right? I know, been there doing that. There's no sizzle. There's no tantalizing action. Instead, you get caught up in only what you want. What you see is what you get. However, it's time to turn the tables. There is hope. This year is going to be different. What you see is not what you get. Be upside down in love. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be upside down in love. Now, what I mean by that is you get to be who you are becoming. No more blaming or throwing around demands. Maybe that worked when you were younger. The whole yes, dear effect. Have you ever seen that? You know, oh, keep the wife happy. Happy wife, happy life. Really? Is that really what we want to be known for as a woman? I don't think so. And the reverse for a man? Yeah, the man's got to be just as happy as the woman. It's a two-way street. But the problem is we're just so like, well, you know, it's his fault. Oh, it's her fault. It's the blame game. And that doesn't get you anywhere but bitterness. That's the land you end up in, is bitterness land. And it tears apart not just two people. It tears apart families. Make 2022 a different year. Don't settle for less. Do more. Be upside down in love. Because when you're upside down in love, you are doing things unique to your relationship. Make this about the two of you, not what's trending. You know what I'm talking about. Not what your mom did, not what your best friend is doing, but being upside down in love. So what does that look like in real life? I mean, how can we put this into practice? Number one, dare to be a different you. Habits are hard to break. So make a choice to make a different decision. Be spontaneous. Look beyond what you know. Let yourself be vulnerable with the one you love the most. Be daring together as a couple. You know that whole thing of habitual actions, and you know what he's going to do when he walks in the door? Well, guess what? The reverse is for you too. So dare to be a different you, and not this huge make-believe that you're putting on someone you're not. I'm not saying that, okay? Because it could be taken to the far extreme. I'm saying, look, if you want to feel confident, then guess what? Be confident. You've been married how long? Yeah, be confident. He said, I do. He's still there. So what can you do too? Dare to be a different you. And this is going to take some work. It's going to take some self-reflection, some awareness as to who you are. And maybe it's going to take a hard conversation with your husband where you say, you know what, hon? I've got a serious question to ask you. What bugs you about me? Okay, if you ask that question, I'm just telling you, whatever response that you get, do not react to it. But let me tell you, that response that you get is going to tell you a lot about what your spouse wants and desires from you. But we got to put our big girl panties on, don't we? Because we got to take the hard knocks with the lovely life. Dare to be a different you. Number two, show up filled up. Your spouse cannot and will not be everything to you. I don't care how much you try to put him in that compartment of you are my everything. No, he's not and will never be. So don't pull your day into the relationship. Just because your day wasn't great doesn't mean that your spouse or you for that matter should suffer. Show up filled up. So just because you've had a long day, the kids are screaming and all of this, should you take all that to bed with you? Now I know what happens. Oh, hon, I'm too tired. I have a headache. Okay, there's a time and place for intimacy. I get that too. But there's also a time and a place to be mature and say, you know what? Yeah, that happened, but it wasn't my husband's fault. So why am I blaming him? Why am I actually being mean to him because everybody was mean to me? That's not fair. And I know you can throw back, well, life isn't fair, Christiane. You're right, life isn't fair. But until you get real and honest with where you are in your marriage, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be living on the wrong side of your relationship. Marriage takes work, it takes effort, and you have got to be in the game at all times. Show up filled up. Be ready. There are times that I'm like, oh, hon, I just really don't want to sit down and have a talk with you. But for some reason, he needs to talk. I'm like, do you know how many people I've talked to today? And I'm quickly reminded, but this is the person you committed your life to, for better, for worse, in sickness and health, regardless of money, for richer, for poorer, right? So are you willing to go the extra mile? Show up filled up. Dare to be a different you. And finally, number three, see the moment in the moment. You gotta be present. It's not about trying to schedule doc appointments when going to snuggle in bed. I mean, seriously. That's not the time to say, oh, hon, let me get online real quick and, you know, what's your schedule like? Okay, maybe once in a while. But man, if you're making that an every time routine as to, you know, once a year, once every 6 months or whatever it is, that's going to get old. Find another place and time to figure those kind of things out. Your bedroom is your sanctuary. Treat it as such. See the moment in the moment. Because really, when you think about it, a lot of what we do can be done later. Because what we're doing should really be put off till, well, forever. How much time are you on your social media? Come on. I told you this is an honest heart check. Where's your head in all of this? Your relationship is not going to get any better if you don't start setting priority to it. What needs to wait till later? The opportunity is yours to seize. Be present. See the moment in the moment. Now, marriage is challenging and rewarding all at the same time. You may be at each other's throats at one moment and enjoying an evening of intimacy the next. Welcome to the real world. But there's one thing many couples miss. Listen to this. Seriously, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Just pause. If you're actually driving in the car, ask the kids to be quiet for just a moment. Tell the traffic to slow down. The real world is yours to create. The real world is yours to create. Why are you putting off what you can control? Be upside down in love. Your relationship can be tantalizing and sizzling every day. And does that mean that you're going to get it on every single time that you're somewhere together? No, it doesn't have to be hot and steamy every single moment. But I can tell you that every single moment can count. Life is precious. And for some reason, you saw a life with the one you're sleeping next to. So how can you move forward with that end in mind? Stop being selfish. Come on, I'm calling it like it is. I told you, I want you to have a heart check. Get your head in the game. This is your life. You get to write the story. So be what you can't see. Create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.